A te Marie, I te whānau, kei te whakarongo mai nei ki te reo irirangi pōho. You're on BFM Breakfast. My name is Rachel, and we're going to have a chat now about Angel Olsen's beautiful brand new record, Big Time, which is out this morning via Jag Jaguar. I was very lucky to have a chat with Angel about the process of making this album, which was a really, I think, raw and intense time for her, but also a very healing space. She was going through the process of grieving her parents. Her parents both passed away within quite a short window of each other, and about 3 weeks after her mum had died, she was straight into the studio making this record. But there's also a lot of joy throughout this album, because it was written originally kind of as a celebration of her own coming out and coming into her queerness, accepting that for herself, telling the people around her about that process for her. And so this is like a big sort of beautiful, expansive album of feelings, and I'm very excited to share this chat. As part of the world that Angel has been sort of creating for this record, she's also making a film with Kimberly Stuckwitz, which is also called Big Time, and kind of dives a little bit deeper into some of these ideas. So let's have a listen to my chat with Angel Olsen. Big Time is a perfect title, I think, because there's so much happening. A lot of grief, obviously, losing your parents, and also joy as well, exploring your queerness and new love. It's a huge, I guess, time in the life, and also a hugely powerful record to come out of this. How are you feeling about the project at the moment?
I feel really good. I'm excited to play the songs. I think that they are more open. It feels like they're more freeing to play than previous records. Like, I like the previous records, obviously, but I get to sing more and focus on that. And they're just a little bit more, there's more space in them and more, like, I don't know, there's a calmness about them that makes me excited to perform them and just to kind of, like, lean into that.
I think that's such a true thing, that there is a calmness at them. I think that's what I felt. I mean, particularly when you hear about the process that led up to the creation of this. I mean, going into the studio 3 weeks after your mum had just passed away, and your father not so long before that either, that's a very raw time to be making music. And the calmness really stood out to me. How did you feel walking into the studio at a time like that?
I think at first I was hesitant because I wasn't sure if I could do it. And then I went in, and it was honestly the perfect thing to be doing with my time. It was really nice to have something to focus on, just like, and just focus on one thing, you know, and doing well. And I think, yeah, it was like a really loving environment, and everyone was really intuitive and sweet, and it was fun, you know. It was like the perfect thing for the time.
Did you have your songs sort of ready to go before you went in, or were you writing at the same time?
Most of the songs were ready when I went in. I mean, well, all of them were ready, but the only one I really wrote about my parents, about my mom, was This Is How It Works. The rest I had written the summer before, or the fall before. So, and All the Good Times I wrote in 2017 or 2018 on tour. And I wasn't really sure, that I'd be writing a record that was kind of like leaning into Americana. I had just written that one song and it didn't fit with All Mirrors. Mm-hmm. It was kind of a weird one. So I just hung on to it. And then during the pandemic, I listened to a lot of like Big Star and like 70s rock and 70s country. And then I think I found myself being really interested in, just going back to those records. They're really reflective, minimal playing, Neil Young, you know. And I wanted to make something that felt like that, I guess. Like Neil Young on the beach, but if I did something kind of different too. I don't know, like, yeah. I don't sound anything like Neil Young, but with that kind of like spirit, I guess.
I can't say that I'm sorry when I don't feel so wrong anymore. I can't tell you I'm trying when there's nothing left here to try for.
Joy is very much, I think, a core of this record. There is obviously a context of grief here, but there is so much joy in this album. What does that mean to you? I guess, were you aware of that when you were writing, or did you sort of notice that after you'd finished? How did that come out?
I think it came out after, I mean, when I listened to the record as a whole, I think I noticed that it felt more self-assured or calm or at peace. Like I think that I feel that way just in general. But it is a little bit kind of, it is funny to be talking about stuff that's so raw and real in my life continuously.
Yeah.
It feels like the Truman Show sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet. It must require a good team of people around you to help you get through this time, because as you say, it's ongoing. You don't just get to put a pin in it with grief and with all of this, you know, exploration and stuff. How do you give yourself space to be you and detach from, you know, what we're doing right now, the kind of media cycle and the performance aspect of being a musician?
I think that for me, part of dealing with what's happened is turning it into the story and making the story something that is tangible and real and that I can share and express to others. But it also is helpful to me to sort of like make it into a narrative and make it something that is forever, you know, in a way. It's recorded, it's forever. But playing music, yeah, the press and stuff with rehearsal coming up is going to be a lot. I'm not sure what I'm going to do. But I'm excited just to play the music again, and it's always interesting talking with different folks about it and hear what they have to say. I think a lot of people are really caught off guard by my choice on this record, and I can't tell if they're like disappointed or not. But just like people who really loved All Mirrors, I think, are like, whoa, I thought that was like what you're going to continue to do. And I think I'll just always continue to try out new things, but it's never like I sit down and I'm like, today I'm gonna make a country record, you know, like I don't,
yeah,
that's not who I am. But I will say, these songs are lighter to play and they feel more fun for me to like repeat. Rehearsing Lark 7 times in a row in a black box with my band sometimes gets a little psychological.
I've never been too sad. So sad that I couldn't share. When you can't find the words, guess it's time to listen. Took a lot to get me here.
When I was grieving, I kept having these dreams about time travel, which is so random, but in the dreams my mom would be there and we'd be working at like a diner and the cash register would be the time machine, you know, like, and we'd go back in time, and so I reached out to Kim, who did the video for Like I Used To for me and Sharon, and was like, hey, like, I think it'd be really cool to work on something with like these dream ideas I've had. And she kind of, with photos and stuff from my mom and from my childhood and from my family and like voice memos and stuff and voicemails, we'd kind of piece together a narrative. And so there will be like 3 videos, but it's a whole film really. But yeah, she and I worked on that, and that was like the first time I've made anything that extensive around a record. And it was really emotional because, you know, she would give me lines about, you know, about like the narrative, which is my actual life, but like then we yeah. changed some aspects of it, you know. And I'd like in front of everyone, I'd be like, because she would change the script like every other day, and I wouldn't be able to read it because I was working so hard. So yeah. I would be on set and I'd be like, oh, I would never say that. So I'm not saying it. I'll say it like this, you know, like in front of everybody, which I think that was probably kind of annoying, but it's my life. And I'm not an actress. I make music videos for my work. So ultimately I do get more say than the average person who is on camera.
yeah.
Which can be kind of like a hard thing, I think, for a director to get used to if they're not used to working with musicians. But in this case, she's pretty used to that. So yeah, she's actually coming to Asheville in a few days and we're going to do some voiceovers, and I'm going to take around town and show her all the spots. Anytime I get someone to come out here, it's gorgeous where I live. So I'm yeah. just like, come visit me. Let's go on a hike.
This is Angel Olsen. This is How It Works, beautiful song she wrote for her mum. Shout outs to Angel Olsen's cat Violet for the little cameo at the end there. This is from Angel's brand new album Big Time, which is out today via Jag Jaguar. If you'd like to get a copy on vinyl, you can text me now on 5395 with your name, your B card number, and Angel, and I'll pick a winner very soon.